This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, underwritten by Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service. I'm Buzz Aldrich. Today we have a discussion with Dr. Louise Shelley, a professor in the School of Public Policy at George Mason University, as well as founder and director of the Terrorism Transnational Crime and Corruption Center. Dr. Shelley has found the problem of human trafficking larger in scope than most people realize.
We have many problems in this world. We have focused much on terrorism the last decade and not enough on the problems of transnational crime. And this problem of human trafficking is one of the most important areas in which criminal groups gain large profits by exploiting human beings. And it gets some media attention, but it's certainly not well enough known and not well enough understood. And it touches so many aspects of our lives.
Dr. Shelley also points out that human trafficking is sometimes hidden right in front of us.
It's a problem that exists everywhere in the United States, and sometimes people just do not know how to find it or to understand what they're seeing.
The author of Human Trafficking, A Global Perspective, Dr. Louise Shelley, says becoming educated about the existence of the problem is the first key to having your eyes opened.
The preponderance of victims of sex trafficking in the United States are our own young people, minors. Second, we tend to think of this as sort of a small mom-and-pop business. And there are parts of it that are small scale, but there are parts of it that are really parts of a significant international, transnational business. And third, we're all complicit in it because we are often buying goods that are produced overseas by trafficked laborers. So to think of it as a problem that somebody else is just doing and that we're not part of is also a misstatement of the problem.
There seems to be a sector of the public that has seen this problem. The State Department has documented sex trafficking of young girls along highways. Now, there is at least one group that has begun to pursue an end to this particular kind of abuse.
A few weeks ago, I was off at a training session for law enforcement in Oklahoma and was hearing about a new organization called Truck Drivers Against Human Trafficking, in which they are organizing to work against this phenomenon. So it's not just an urban phenomenon of cities like Atlantic City or young girls running away to Las Vegas or New York or Los Angeles. It's a problem that exists throughout the country.
Dr. Shelley's book, Human Trafficking, A Global Perspective, is available online. You can also find out more information about the illegal trade of human beings through the website for our underwriter, Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service, at their website, LIRS.org.
This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our email address is news@kfuo.org. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.